The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by Dr. David Peck and the Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, perfecting smiles and promoting good oral and general health. Mitch Hawkins of Hawkins Roofing, serving the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts. Call Mitch, everyone else does, for slate, snowbelt, valley, and chimney repair. The Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. Design Dental in North Liberty, Iowa. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff will give you something to smile about. Hudeberg Nissan and Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City, for great deals and great service. BMW of Darien, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City in Darien, Connecticut. And by Video Broadcast Services, Marketing in Motion. Call 888-996-9697. And we do welcome you to the program on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. This is The Sport of Winning, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is to provide a comprehensive look of analysis, challenges, solutions, ideas, proven methods to help you start a business, grow your business, or help you through a challenge that you may be experiencing. From your website to your profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools will range from website referrals, concepts, publications, resources, guests. We'll have guests on the program that will share what their proven methods, and maybe they've got a book or a strategy that they'd like to share with us. And we do occasionally analyze different types of websites that, you know, have really helped us and stuff that hasn't helped us. And then we download that to our listenership. So we wanted to give, you know, provide you with the most up-to-date, most recent information and ideas to help you. Today, we're going to be talking about effective medical marketing. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call at 646-716-8747. Or if you're a little shy and you'd like to email a question, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Video Broadcast Services is a comprehensive, complete online marketing tool. We include in our services SEO, video SEO, content, social media, and much, much more. Our complete marketing packages include the entire toolbox that you're going to need to compete online with a permanent online presence within the major search engines. We'll even include a state-of-the-art website if needed, and many of you do need that, complete with weekly, daily, monthly updates, whatever you need to ensure that your content remains fresh, relevant, and in front of your intended audience. Give us a call at 888-996-9697 to learn more. Visit our website at videobroadcastservices.com, or you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia, glad to be here and glad to be part of this show. You know, just giving information, tools, tips, trade secrets, different trainings that we've been a part of and things that we've come across and sharing those freely to help everyone, you know, really take their online business a little bit more seriously and make it more effective. You know, in the countless clients that we've spoken with, that's been the biggest struggle and frustration for a lot of business owners has been, you know, how to really effectively market your business, whether it's a medical practice, a dentist office, attorneys, car dealers, you name it, you know, how to effectively make an impact and a presence online. And that's where we step in, and that's where this show steps in.
Exactly. Medical marketing is just really, you know, one of those things that's so competitive with all the mandates through Obamacare, insurance regulations, and, you know, the practices have enough to worry about, let alone their marketing. A lot of practices will hire a marketing manager. The issue with that is, Kyle, usually what ends up happening is that they have time to manage the marketing, but they don't have time to create it. And that seems to be the fly swimming in the ointment with all medical practices that we talk to. And they need something that's going to effectively In the case of, say, an assisted living center where they're really going to need to fill those beds and keep their census levels up, they really need to have a strategy that allows them to, you know, target their intended audience and effectively. I know in Massachusetts alone, I think that the ratio is they have five to six available beds for every potential patient. So it's competitive, very, very competitive. And, you know, like most, with the exception of and even elective surgeries or elective medical procedures, as in the case of a cosmetic surgeon, that's competitive as well. I know in some metropolitan areas, they can have 80 to 100 plastic surgeons in a, you know, a very small condensed area, and they need effective marketing. So, Kyle, what are some of the tools that a medical practice center is going to need to really effectively and consistently market their business?
Well, they have to look at, you know, it's not only tools, because here's the thing is there's a with the internet, there's a shiny new object around each corner. And there's a lot of people trying to sell a lot of, what do they call that stuff where the guy used to go through town back in the Western days and sell the, you know, the potions and lotions and things like that. Well, you've got those on the internet trying to sell some type of new marketing tool or marketing gig or things like that that just aren't effective. So you have to look at what the search engines are looking for, what they want, what they've said they want, because they've given us clues, and they've you know, Google comes out with videos weekly that basically say, okay, this is what we're looking for. They have, you know, updates, and they give us clues into their updates and into their algorithm updates and things like that. So you've got to look at what they're asking for. And when you're hiring a company or doing any type of online marketing, you have to make sure that what's going on is aligning with what Google and Bing and Yahoo have been asking for. And so, you know, really it also comes down to a little bit of homework on, you know, the business owners, and if they have that, to make sure that they're, you know, a little bit versed in what's going on online, so that when a product or service is brought to them, they can recognize it for what it is. Is this something that's going to work, or is it something that's not going to work? For us, we use video. We use video as our vehicle of choice because it ranks higher, quicker, faster, gets long-lasting results. But then we also tie social media marketing, content marketing, link building within that video and back to that video. So it's kind of this all-encompassing package that brings everything together in one uniform marketing approach, and that's very effective.
Right. Can you talk about the difference between creating a video and putting it on your website or YouTube and what an effective marketing video can accomplish?
Yeah, so if you just create a video and put it on your website or on YouTube, it's a lot like anything else. People still have to find that. And if the video is not optimized, especially on YouTube, it's not going to get very good traction whatsoever at all. And so, you know, Google has a they like video, but they also are not perfect at understanding or listening to what the video is about or what, you know, what that video is about. So you've got to clues, and you have to have a detailed, optimized description. You have to, in the back end of the video, when you produce the video, you've got to have some optimization that goes along in the back end. And this plays into the production of the video. And so there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, and after the video goes out, there's also things that you have to do to that video in terms of providing social signals and getting that video out to the masses so that they can view that video, find that video, like it, comment, so on and so forth, which also aids in its rankings on the search engines. So there's a lot of things involved with a video than just shooting a quick video in your office with your iPhone and slapping it up on your website or YouTube channel. There's a lot more involved in that because if that's all you're doing, you're going to find that your video marketing is not effective at all.
Right, right. And I think that's the big myth when it comes to video marketing. We time and time again, video marketing is the tool that we use to accomplish multiple marketing goals for our clients, but a lot of times I think the videos get lost in translation in terms of what the meat and potatoes are, if you will, of the video and how that translates into a marketing strategy. And I think once the the goal of what video marketing can do, I think you'll separate the pretenders to the doers. You and Kyle, we talk about it all the time. There's a ton of people out there that are touting video marketing, and really, it's not video marketing. I don't know how to say it any plainer than that. And you know, that's a challenge that we have on a daily basis, to try to educate people, you know, what the true intrinsic value is of video marketing and what actual video marketing is. So, Kyle, in terms of, let's talk a little bit about social media and how the importance of social media, and how a lot of businesses, you know, especially when it comes to talk about medical practices, so we'll talk about that, but how they're actually not, you know, utilizing the full capacity that social media has to offer in terms of marketing their practices or centers.
Well, with social media marketing, remember is that it's a lot like your website. And if you built a Facebook page or a Twitter account or whatever, other avenue you're using, you have to make sure that you're updated on that and that you're keeping it current and up to date. And we run into this time and time again where a lot of healthcare providers, doctors, dentists, surgeons, plastic surgeons, whether they've set up a YouTube account or a Facebook account, and then they let it kind of go stagnant. And what that does is that, it shows it's reflecting on your practice in terms of your potential clients finding that and seeing that it's stagnant, not up to date, not current, not relevant, and then becoming very, they look at that as kind of a reflection of, is this the lack of expertise that's going to be, operating or working on me or who I'm going to be working with? And so it's important that even medical professionals, that they keep their pages up to date, and that they keep their social media accounts active and current and relevant.
Absolutely, and I think that's and we run not just in medical marketing, but we've just ranked other clients, from auto dealers to plastic surgeons to insurance companies. You know, I think that the rules of engagement on social media are very blurred sometimes, and I think that if you're not quite sure how to manage your social media, you should definitely think about hiring somebody to do it and have it done correctly, because Twitter, Facebook are the de factos for social media. And I met with a client yesterday that didn't even have a Facebook page and didn't really feel the need. A little older in terms of the age of the potential client. And I was, explaining to him that, even though you don't understand Facebook or you don't really like it, you need it for your business. And there's a multitude of reasons why you need it, but it's important. And nonetheless, he, at the end of the meeting, saw the value of what he needed in that. All right, Kyle, anything else before we go?
No, that's some really great information. And things that medical professionals can take away now to help, help them in their practice and to get a stronger, more effective online presence.
Right. And there are a lot of people out there offering different SEO programs and video marketing, YouTube marketing, content marketing. And if you're not sure how to sift through all that information, we are experts at what we do, and we're very, very good at what we do. And we would be happy to go through and give a complete checkup to your website and to your marketing to ensure that the strategies, practices, and everything you're doing in place is putting out the message and the information to your intended audience, and making sure that it's done correctly, effectively, affordably, and it creates a long-term strategy for your practice. So give us a call, and we will give your marketing and website a checkup. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like some more information about our products and services, please call us at 888-996-9697. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus of Video Broadcast Services, where we do provide complete online marketing for your medical practice. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept or an idea like we've talked about, or you have a website or useful information that would benefit our listeners, We'd like you to contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal is simple. We want to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure that you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by Dr. David Peck and the Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, perfecting smiles and promoting good oral and general health. Mitch Hawkins of Hawkins Roofing, serving the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts. Call Mitch, everyone else does, for slate, snowbelt, valley, and chimney repair. The Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. Design Dental in North Liberty, Iowa. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff will give you something to smile about. Hudeberg Nissan and Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City, for great deals and great service. BMW of Darien, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City in Darien, Connecticut. And by Video Broadcast Services, marketing in motion. Call 888-996-9697.